You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
All right, well, the text machine is still absolutely popping off with everyone's opinions on Pink Floyd. But sadly, we don't have time for that. Because we have 95 BFM's number one in the top 10 artist in the building. Well, some of the band. We have Lulu and Lucy from Dick Move.
Hello.
How
morning.
Are you this morning?
Very good. Quite sweaty from the walk up.
It is muggy as hell out there.
Yep.
What have you... Are we wearing the same dress?
Mine are pants.
Nearly, okay.
But very similar.
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing? No one can see.
They can all see.
How long has Dick Move been a going concern?
We played our first show in August. And we've been practicing, I reckon, for just this year.
So it's a freshie.
It is.
But it's also kind of a super group because all of you are sort of involved in a lot of other things in the music community, right?
Well, we are, but funnily enough, only two of our members have ever played music before or been in bands before. So, I mean, Lucy and I work at Whammy Bar. Lucy's in St. Kevin's Arcade, but we've never done this before.
No, it's all very new.
And then you've got members of Nanoys,
Bozo, Echo O's, Master Blaster, Shit Ripper, PCP Eagles.
Just a little bit, eh?
Thank God for them.
So what made you want to all come together in this iteration?
Was it
just hanging out?
It was hanging out. It was being at Whammy Bar. For me personally, it was being at Whammy Bar and seeing especially other women. I've been involved in music for ages, but watching other women do it and kind of being around them and being inspired by them. And I was like, fuck yeah, I could do this.
Nice.
And so I've been learning to play the bass for a year. I've never picked up an instrument before that. And then, so Harriet, Justin and I got together and started playing. And then we were looking for a singer.
Yeah, and then they texted me one day when I was at work. And it was Lou and she was like, do you want to be the singer in our band? And I was like, no, absolutely not. That's terrifying. I had never done any band stuff, really, apart from the Gisborne Intermediate Rock Band. But yeah, it's all worth it.
Front page of the Gisborne Herald.
Oh, exactly, yes. But no, I had done one tiny little thing, Mistress Blaster with Master Blaster, which is where all the girls from Whammy kind of get up and sing with Master Blaster. So that was enough for me to be like, okay, maybe I could give it a go. And then, yeah, we just had a jam and I was like, oh yeah. Similar kind of thing. I work at Whammy and I literally would watch you and be like, I reckon I could probably do that. Yeah.
That's so great though, because you see something being done and then you go, I can do that. But if you don't see any women on stage, you're like, oh no, probably can't I?
Yeah.
That's exactly it. It really is.
It seems much harder to achieve if you're like, oh, but there's not really that many of them.
So there must be a reason,
yeah,
right?
Those ones must be really, really good.
It must be really hard.
Yeah. Awesome. So you've been gigging since August. How many have you racked up thus far? And how many more do you have before the end of the year is out?
I think we've done five.
Yeah, nice. We had Deep Dive, Whammy Fest, little show at Ralph's.
Sick Thoughts Support. I think there's five.
Yeah, five.
And I think we've got five to go.
Yeah, halfway.
Five to go.
Yeah.
So packing it in.
Yeah.
And this is, of course,
it's the Christmas season.
I'm being selfish because it's a segue to the Whammy Bar Wine Cellar and 95BFM Christmas show.
Yes.
Which you are playing with a bunch of other amazing people.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great show.
Do you know which stage you're playing on yet?
I don't know yet, no. We've never played Wine Cellar before, so that could be a thing.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll be doing that next week, though.
Oh, yeah. So, we've never played outside of the three venues before.
Yeah, true.
What are things you agree on when you're writing tracks together and what are things that are difficult? Or is it all easy breezy?
It seems to be all easy breezy.
Yeah, it's very collaborative, which is really nice. Because that was one thing that when I came into it, I was like, felt the pressure of being like, oh, God, I have to be a front woman and write all the lyrics. And it's terrifying because I've never done it before. It's kind of just been, really collaborative.
Yeah.
Justin normally gets the ball rolling on a song. He's a bit of a machine.
Yeah.
But then, my confidence is growing as well, so.
And I think with Justin and Harriet, both of them are, like, having been in a million bands, are really supportive and kind of, like, guide us, but don't take over.
Which, yeah, exactly.
So it's really cool.
That's awesome. So important. Well, how about we hear some Dick Move, hear some of these lyrics?
Yes, please.
We're going to play Dick Move by Dick Move, currently sitting at number one on the 95 BFM Top 10. If you want to keep it there, you can text in VOTE plus your vote to 5395. Sounds good to me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.